तपोकथामृतं ताप्तजीवनं कविभिरीडितं कल्मषापहं श्रवणमङ्गलं श्रीमदाततं भुवि गृह्णन्ति ये भुरिदा जनाः. द नेक्टर ऑफ दे वर्ड्स इज द लाइफ फॉर दोज हु आर स्कॉर्ज्ड बाय द वर्ल्ड. द वर्ड्स व्हिच हैव बीन अटर्ड बाय द नोर्स ऑफ ट्रूथ व्हिच माय पाउच सेंस द वेरी हियरिंग ऑफ व्हिच इज बेनिफिशियल which are beautiful, pleasing to the ears, pleasing to the hearts, which are inexhaustible. Those who recount them on the earth are the givers of plenty. Tonight we shall start a new book, Talks with Swami Vivekananda. This is the book which do not know, perhaps we have in our bookshop, but eventually we will get this book. This book is the translation of these two books, Swami Shishya Sangbad. Conversations with Swami Vivekananda by Sharat Chandra Chakraborty. These two books are very inspiring. It inspired me tremendously. These two books inspired the freedom fighters of India. The author, Sharat Chandra Chakraborty, was a disciple of Swami Vivekananda. This is his speech. His granddaughter was very close to me, lives in Bombay. She wanted to publish about her grandfather. So the Sharat Chandra's son wrote the introduction and I helped her collecting materials for this book. I have many magazines. This person, well versed in Sanskrit, English, Bengali, many languages. Brilliant man. Swami Vivekananda was very fond of him. When Swami Vivekananda wrote any hymn, he used to ask him, correct it. Correct my grammatical mistakes, if there is any. And Swamiji opened his heart to this man. I have never seen any person was so loved and I cannot tell you that what a wonderful relationship this man had with Swami Vivekananda. Even his own brother disciples dared to go to him, but he would go. So tonight I shall talk about this man, so that you can understand that as disciple wants the good guru, the guru also wants the good disciple. So that the guru can empty his all knowledge, wisdom and heart to the disciple, because the disciple will carry my message. As Sri Ramakrishna emptied his all wisdom to his disciples, especially Vivekananda, so that he could carry his message. It is a very, very important relationship between the guru and disciple. He was born in 1868. Vivekananda was born in 1863. So 5 years younger. And this man died in 1942, at the age of 75. And Guru died 1902, 4th of July, at the age of 39. He wrote this book. He wrote many hymns, many articles. And he wrote the book Saint Durga Charan Nag, Sadhu Nag Mahasaya. So his three books are this Swami Shishya Sangha, three volumes, and Saint Durga Charan Nag's life. And he was loved by all disciples of Sri Ramakrishna, Holy Mother, great singer, great musician, great composer. You will sing Murta Maheshwara, that song was composed by him. He was born in the family high class Brahmin, very orthodox. His father was a manager of a state. His mother was extremely learned, could recite Ramayana, Mahabharata, Bhagavata, Gita, Chonji, and the Puranas, and trained her children. You see, mother plays a very important role for education. He was a brilliant student. In 82, he finished his school degree, we call it matriculation examination, and he got some scholarship. And he wrote a poem, Kabya Kusumanjali, in 1882 to 83. So he was known as a poet. Then for higher education, he came to Calcutta, and in a metropolitan institution, Vidyasagar College, he got his degree in 1888. He took honors in Sanskrit. And he was married at a very early age. That was the custom, child marriage. They forced him to get married, seeing that he had the monastic tendencies, so that he could be a monk. For that reason, this marriage was took place when he was young, after finishing his school. His younger brother was a bachelor, started book business in Calcutta, Chakraborty and Chatterjee and Company. I used to buy books in that shop, I still remember. It is on the College Street. During the British period, if you are a graduate, you can apply for a deputy magistrate examination. It's a good government high position. He passed the examination, but he failed in horse riding. That is important, part of the test. If you do not know how to ride a horse, you will be failed. He got good results, but he could not be a deputy magistrate, so he became a postmaster. That is also a good post. And but the government started to shift him from place to place. I shall tell you about why. Because they thought that he has connection with the revolutionary movement. So that he may not inspire people in one place. So some 2 years here, shipped to Bihar, shipped to Orissa, shipped to Bangladesh. Constantly they are rotating him.
What year was that?
It was in 1910, 1920, in that period, during the British period. You see, India got freedom in 1947. So during the British period, the English people were trying to dissuade him from this Swadeshi freedom movement. In 1889, at the age of 21, he met Nag Mahashoy, Saint Durgacharan Nag, a householder of devotee of Sri Ramakrishna. He was a doctor, homeopathic doctor. And from him he learned about Ramakrishna, Vivekananda, Holy Mother. So when he came to Calcutta in 1889, he started to visit monastery, Dakshineshwar. At that time, monastery was in Baranagar Mart. I shall tell you what he would do in the monastery, young man. In 1897, Swami Vivekananda returned from America to India and started Ramakrishna Mission, 1st of May. This young man, at that time 29 years old, before that, he went to Nag Mahashoy. He saw, he is a saint, please initiate me. I want a mantra from you. Nag Mahashoy said, I am not a Brahmin. You are Brahmin. I am Kshatriya. I cannot initiate you. But I tell you, your guru will be Lord Shiva. Thus, he realized Nag Mahashoy is Bakshiddha. Bakshiddha means his speech cannot be untrue. According to 100% truth, he practiced in his life. So whatever he would say, that thing will happen. So he was convinced that my guru will be Lord Shiva. Swamiji returned from America. After lunch, he was resting in his room, and Swami, the Sharad Babu, this young man, 29 years old, entered Swamiji's room and waiting for his awakening, meaning waking, that when he will wake, he will talk to Swamiji. And he was looking at Swamiji, he saw Lord Shiva, the image of Lord Shiva, lying down, Lord Shiva. Then he rubbed his eyes, again saw Vivekananda. Again he saw Shiva. Again he saw Vivekananda. Completely changing the face and the body. Then he remembered, Nag Mahashoy told me that your guru will be Lord Shiva. So on 1st May, he got initiation from Swamiji. And Swamiji asked him, what did you bring for me? I brought some lychees. Bring for me. So he went and gave lychees. Swamiji started to eat. Yeah. He was very pleased that I got a good lychee, L-I-C-H-I, a kind of fruit. Inside is a seed, and upside, I do not know, in the Chinese market you can find it here also, Indian shop, lychee, L-I-C-H-I, a fruit, sweet. Swamiji wanted to go to, it was Sri Ramakrishna's birth anniversary, 1897. He wrote a hymn on Swamiji in Sanskrit and went to attend that festival in Dakshineshwar and gave Swamiji, sir, I wrote this hymn on Sri Ramakrishna. While Swamiji is going by horse carriage, he was reading him on Ramakrishna. Very good, write more, write more. Swamiji inspired him. And Swamiji used to call him Bangal, a very, very endearing term. Bangal means the people who come from Bangladesh. I am one of them. Bangal also is a very, you know, Bangal. Bangal means countryside fellow. You are not a smart. You know, Calcutta people are very smart.
I see.
Yeah, you are a countryside fellow. But you are in a city fellow, very aristocrat, you know, very sophisticated. Bangal means unsophisticated village person. But it was very, but they're very simple, good people. They may not be very sophisticated, but they're very good people. Swamiji was testing him. You want to be my disciple? Whatever you will ask you to do, will you do it? Yes, sir. If I ask you to jump into the Ganges or jump from the roof, will you do that? Yes, sir. Think about it, otherwise find out another guru. In this connection, I still remember, Swamiji was asking Swami Sadananda, his first disciple, "Hey, Gupta, if you get a better guru than me, will you leave me?" "Of course, sir. You are my true disciple." "But I know, Swamiji, I shall not get better guru than you." How Swamiji used to test his disciple. He told Swami Ajayananda. Ajayananda, Swarupananda. His name was Ajayari Mukhopadhyay. "I shall ask you to jump into the front of a cannon, in front of a cobra. Will you do that?" "Yes, sir." "Whatever I shall say, will you do that?" "Yes, sir." Swamiji used to test his disciple. Shapir mukhe jaite bolibo, bagher mukhe jaite bolibo, ognudgari tupi top topen mukhe jaite bolibo, mrityu nishchite janiya tatkhana tai korite paribe to. I memorized it, the exact Bengali. "I shall ask you to go into the mouth in front of a cobra, in front of a hungry tiger, in front of a face of a cannon. Will you be able to do that?" "Yes, sir." Swamiji made him disciple and he told his Western disciples to have a great acquisition. And he was the first president of Advaita Ashrama, editor of the Prabuddha Bharata, and he started this Mayavati Ashrama, this Swarupananda, Mother Savior. Swamiji's way of testing his disciples. Disciples. Sometimes he used to come to the monastery buying groceries. At that time our monastery very poor condition. Because he was a postmaster, he has a little income. So he used to buy groceries, fish and other good food to feed the monks. Sometimes he used to come and do the dishes for the monks. Because he has a Brahminical body, Swami Ramakrishnananda would allow him to cook for Ramakrishna. Even Rajabhari was very strict. "Hey, cook for Sri Ramakrishna." And whatever the disciples he asked, he will do it. He cooked for his guru for many times, and Swamiji was fond of his cooking. Sometimes, because he had a good Sanskrit background and scriptural background, he can ask questions and can debate with his guru. Then Swamiji said, "You know, there are some commentaries of the Brahma Sutra, but there are some places other commentators did not do the great justice. That aphorism should be interpreted in this way." Based on his guru's advice, he wrote a commentary on Brahma Sutra called Bibhek Bhashya. her daughter-in-law showed me the manuscript and asked me to publish it. In America I cannot publish it, in India you find out. Commentary on the Brahma Sutra. Swamiji one day gave him some biscuits and some other things. Hey, do you know there is a murgiji, hen egg is there. Brahmins never touch the eggs from the hen egg. They will eat duck egg because that is what the Muslim people eat. Chicken egg, the Hindus will not eat it. In our home, they would not allow. But later on, my brothers started to eat anyhow. Mother, what mother can do? One day, Swamiji was eating with Nivedita and all people and gave some, from the plate he gave to him, hey, today you lost your caste. And Nivedita, Christian, their task food, you ate it, your caste is gone. Sir, I don't care. If you go, ask me, you are my guru. If you ask me to go eat in the house of the Chandala, I shall do that. Pariya, lower caste. I don't mind. You are my guru. Whatever you will say, I shall do it. It was in 1898. Swamiji went to Amarnath, Kashmir. And there he visited Lord Shiva, the ice lingam. The image of Shiva is formed automatically with ice. 2 months you can see it, and then automatically it will be melted. I was there in 1977. Anyhow, so Swamiji went there and that Shiva gave Vivekananda a boon. Ichchamritu. Death will be under your palm. Whatever, whenever you want to want to die, you can die. So after coming from Kashmir, Swamiji was very drawn. He closed his door and meditating long hours. So the other brother disciples are concerned, thinking that he would give up his body. Through meditation, he will give up his body. So when Sharad Babu came, Brahmananda said, hey, Swamiji loves you. You go. No, knock his room, knock his door and go to his room. The disciples, brother disciples, could not break his meditation. They are scared. He went there. So Guru's eyes are red, whole face is flushed with blood. He was meditating in the higher realm. Swamiji, he opened his eyes. What do you want? I just came to talk to you. You see, sneho, affection, always flows downwards, always remember. The current of affection flows downward. So Guru's affection flowed downward to the disciple. Seeing him, a little compassion has come in his mind. Affection and compassion, both. Sit down. All right, go. Prepare tobacco for me so that he will smoke, Swamiji. So he went, bring tobacco. Swamiji was smoking. Then he got a chance to ask questions because his mind has now come in the lower plane. Sir, please tell me what did you do in Amarnath and Kashmir and this problem, that problem. He started to talk, chat, to bring his mind down in the worldly plane. And Swamiji was talking, a Kashmir, that Shiva is on my shoulder all the time, possessed me. He cannot allow me to do anything. He is talking to his disciple. The Shiva is all the time in my shoulder. He does not want to move. Then he talk to bring his mind down. When we shall read those passages, I'm just giving you some preview that what is coming. One day, Swamiji was talking with him about Brahman. And the disciple was drowsy. Hey, lie down in my room. Then one day, he had a desire to worship his guru. So Swamiji was seated in the southern veranda of Swamiji's house. So he was facing the Ganges. He went there and brought the utensils and the flowers, dhutura, some kind of flowers, long flowers, which is favorite to Shiva. Putting sandal paste and all these things, he worships Lord Swamiji's feet. And that utensils is used for Sri Ramakrishna's worship. Swamiji said, well, you showed your guru devotion to for your guru, do you know what will happen? A Baburam will now will very upset. Mane Premananda. You use Thakur's utensils worshipping my feet. In the meantime, Premananda came there. Swamiji said, look, this Bengal, this countryside fellow, did worship me. And now, how will you use these utensils for Thakur's worship? Bhavra Maharaja smiled and said, we don't see any difference between you and Sri Ramakrishna. One day, he brought a big fish from Calcutta. And Saturday, Sunday, generally, Sunday, they do not offer any non-vegetarian food offering to Sri Ramakrishna. The Swamiji said, hey, Jibuchi has brought, break the rule, feed Sri Ramakrishna. But when the Jibuchi brings out of love for the master, we must offer, that's all. It was 22nd January. There was a solar eclipse. During the time of eclipse, you cannot eat. Either you eat before eclipse or after the eclipse. After the eclipse means, do you know what? You'll have to bathe. You will have to cook everything from the scratch. No cooked food should be at your home during the eclipse time. So he cooked for Swamiji, and Swamiji was saying, I'm very hungry. And he fed his guru. Then while eating, Swamiji said, Je bhalo rante parena, she bhalo sadhu hote parena. The person who cannot cook well, he cannot be a good monk. Only the person whose mind is pure, only that person's food becomes pure. When his cooking becomes very tasty. He, Swamiji, was eating disciples' food and commenting. It was a solar eclipse. He was asking disciples, hey, give a little massage to my feet so that I can get a little sleep. Swamiji could not sleep. Thinking of, you see, if your mind is in a very higher consciousness, full of sattva guna, it is very difficult for you to sleep. Sri Ramakrishna used to sleep 2-3 hours a day, maximum. Most of the time he's awakened in samadhi. So is Swamiji. Sleep does not come. Mind floats in the higher plane of consciousness. Do you know what? Sleep is a boon for us. Sleep comes from tamoguna. Sattva-guna, awakening. Rajaguna, restlessness. Tamoguna, sleep. Sleep preserves our energy. After whole day work, if you have a good night's sleep. Next day, you also can work with tremendous energy. Sleep is very, very important in human life. It replenishes our tiredness, our everything. Swamiji encouraged him, you know, write articles, because I started my magazine, Udbodhan. From 1897, every week there was a weekly meeting of the Ramakrishna Mission. And in that meeting, generally it was held in Balaram's house, all household devotees would come. They would give their reminiscences about Sri Ramakrishna. Sometimes they used to talk about the scriptures. All the whole minutes are in my room. There are nearly 85 or 86 minutes are in my room. That, who is the president? Who is the speaker? Who wrote the scriptures? Whereas A.M. sometimes used to come, bring his manuscript and read to the disciples the Gospel of Ramakrishna, before it was published. Then the Sharad Babu, he was a reader. Kathopanishad, Bhagavatam, he will read and he will explain to the devotees. It was Ramakrishna Mission's meeting, Odivation, Jaich. Who is this? Who is this? All these things I have. I used many of those things in M's book, in Girish's book. I translated from those minute books. Swamiji talked various aspects. One day, his disciple was talking with Swamiji about highest Vedanta philosophy. So Girish Ghosh came and said, Naren, what are you doing? But we are talking about Rig Veda. Girish took the book and put on his head. Veda Rupi Sri Ramakrishna ke pranam. I bow down to Sri Ramakrishna, who is the embodiment of the Vedas. And then dropped the book. I don't need Vedas. I have Ramakrishna. That is enough for me. Then Girish said to Swamiji, you know, I see a widow suffers, an orphan suffers. He was trying to show the vivid, sad pictures of the society. Is there anything of those things in your Rig Veda? The way Swami Girish depicted the sad, gloomy side of the society, Swamiji could not bear it. Tears came from his eyes and he left the room. Then Girish was telling Sharad Babu, did you see? Your guru is not only an intellectual, a scholar or a pandit. See what kind of heart he has. He is a lover of humanity. When we read those incidents and episodes, my goodness, thrilling. Those things we shall get from these books. Hey, Swami Shishya Sangvad. His job, as I said, that Karmapulake, Howrah, Bardhaman, Medinipur, Borishal, Purnia, Dumka, Goya, Jhoriya, Rachi, Jarenda, Purulia, Kotok, all these places he was transferred. He retired from Kotok in 1933. He was very close friend of Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose's father, Janaki Bose. He was a lawyer in Kotok, in Odisha. He used to come to talk about the scripture with him. His wife died 12 years after his passing away. Swamiji told him, hey, Bengal dukchite hoshta. Mane only some people are very miserly, you know, live in poverty and in stingy way, you know. Enjoy life. Earn money, eat good food. So he used to obey his guru. In the beginning of the month, you know, he would get very good food. Toward the end, at that time, there was not much good food. Just survival. In the beginning of the month, he used to buy a lot of groceries, all fancy food. Later on, well, my guru said that, enjoy life, have good food. Swamiji told another his disciple, Upendra Narayan Dev, you people do not know how to enjoy. Poor people. Learn how to enjoy life. Do it wholeheartedly. So he was an alcoholic. He drank and drank. He died. Well, you know, do you know what was in Swamiji's mind? World enjoyment. Do wholeheartedly as much as you can. Then you will be disgusted. Then you will be a monk, you know. Renunciation will come. No renunciation comes without enjoyment. Finish, fulfill all of your desires. Then mind will turn to the other direction. That's how she said. He used to go to Holy Mother and used to sing for her. When he wrote these books, but I do not want any royalty, no money for my writings. The entire sale proceeds, income of this book will go for my guru's temple construction. And his house, when the Chari disciples will come, Kulapma, Joginma, many young monks always would come to hear from him about Swamiji, about Ramakrishna. And he was an inspired person. Once some young monks came from Dhaka. At that time he was in Bangladesh. His district and my district is side by side. He's from Puritpur district, I'm from Khulna district. Side by side. So in his house, the monks would go and stay. So some monks came to hear, to see him and hear about, from him about Swamiji. So he was talking. And his daughter died inside the house and they're crying. So the monks are then immediately closed all the windows so that the cry will not come to the living room. And he was talking about Swamiji. His own daughter died. Same thing we find in M's life. M's daughter died. People are crying inside the house. Swami Atmananda went. And Swami M said, I hear somebody crying inside. Oh, but it's nothing. You just finish your refreshment. এই বাড়ির একটি মেয়ে মারা গেছে এ গার্ল অফ দিস হাউস ডাইড দ্যাটস অল আর হিজ ওন ডটার দে ফিল দ্যাট এভরিথিং বিলংস টু শ্রী রামকৃষ্ণ রামকৃষ্ণ গেভ দি চিলড্রেন হি টুক অ্যাওয়ে হু অ্যাম আই হি ওয়েন্ট টু এ প্লেস টু টক অ্যাবাউট স্বামীজি. But some young people criticized Swamiji vehemently. So immediately he got up and left the place. The owner of the house, he was a rich man, he said, I shall not touch water from your house. The scripture says when there is a guru ninda, if somebody is censured, criticize your guru, you must immediately leave that place. So I shall leave this place immediately. So, but that people were saying then it will be very inauspicious for us. You are a Brahmin. without eating any food, leaving the home, it would be a disaster for our family. Please, no, I shall not touch anything from your house. Then he said, yes, I can do one condition, that if you can establish Ramakrishna and Vivekananda, the Holy Mother, in your house, and give away this house to Ramakrishna Mission, then only I shall eat. So that it was in, I think, Medinapur district, that house became the Ramakrishna Mission. He was a good singer. Here the author says, sometimes the police would come and search his house. Do you know why? Because these two books they found, those who are revolutionaries, they found, when they were arrested, they found this book in their room. They found that this is the inspiration of the revolutionaries. Gita, this book, and Bharate Vivekananda. Lectures from Colombo to Almora. These books you will find in the homes of the revolutionaries when they are arrested. So they are thinking this person must be connected with the revolutionaries, freedom fighters. So they did not find anything, found only the books. Mahatma Gandhi came in Purulia. He went at the late hours of night to meet Mahatma Gandhi. And a police officer escorted him. When Swamiji returned from India, he carried five marble stone photographs of Sri Ramakrishna. Photo on the marble, on the white marble. I think it's made in Germany. I saw two. One in Bellur Math in Sri Ramakrishna's room on the third floor. Another I saw in Nabokal Ghosh's house. Swamiji himself installed that stone photo of Sri Ramakrishna there and worshipped. And another was Sharad Babu had one, Swamiji gave him one. After retiring in 1933, he used to live in Calcutta and sometimes in his country home. Sometimes he used to stay in Borampur at his son's house. He was not very well-to-do, but his brother was quite well-to-do, who was a bachelor, supported the family expenses and other things. He suffered from asthma. And died at the age of 75, 23rd August 1942. His writings, conversations, and all those things have so much depth. He wrote an article on Avatarvad, in 1924. In the article, they put it here. Please, Swamiji sometimes used to call Thakur Kapal Mochan. Kapal Mochan. Kapal Mochan means, do you know what? What is destined in your life? Destination. please change. He can erase it. He can remove it. He can change your life. Whole life he can change. Kapal Mochan. He is talking about that Swamiji was like that Kapal Mochan. He was asking Swamiji's blessing. Thakur was Kapal Mochan. You are also Kapal Mochan. Why don't you do this thing for me? Oh, do I have that power like Ramakrishna? But I bless you. Let Sri Ramakrishna bless you. I do not know any other higher blessings. I sincerely pray to Sri Ramakrishna, the giver of all gifts, shower his choicest blessings on you. Thus, I do not know any other higher blessing. Swamiji talked about renunciation and service. These are the twin ideals of our country. Renunciation and service. Those things will make a person great. Give up hypocrisy. Unite the mind, mind and the mouth. Then he talked about here, there is a religious organization in India called Arya Samaj. They believe in the Vedas. They believe in the Vedic sacrifice. They believe in the prosperity of human life. So the leader of that, the founder of that organization was Dayananda Saraswati. He met Sri Ramakrishna. And Dayananda's disciples was Lala Hansaraj. In Lahore, Swamiji met him. And this Lala Hansaraj was telling Swamiji, "Sir, you have power. You have tremendous power. You can..." They do not believe in image worship, this Arya Samajist. You can do anything. Samaji says, "Yes, I have the power. I can bring all people in this world, one third of people of this world, under the banner of Sri Ramakrishna. But I shall never do it. Then I shall form a sect. I only preach the principles of religion. My religion is universal, not sectarian. Sectarian religion spreads very fast. It dies also very fast. Hayfire goes very fast and dies very fast. But big piece of wood, it takes time to ignite. But when it ignites, it lasts many, many hours." That Swamiji was telling, "I shall never do that." In Belur Math, he removed Thakur's picture from the shrine and put a silk banner with Om, universal symbol. Then one day Swamiji got up. I think he had a vision. He again went and put Sri Ramakrishna's picture on the altar. He removed Sri Ramakrishna from the altar. He says, "My Guru, Sarva Dharma Samannaya. This place will preach the harmony of religions. This place will respect all religions of the world. That you will find only in Ramakrishna's religion."
Was he talking about Chicago?
That one, he says in many other places, yes. There is one diary, Udbodhan 29th years, means 1928, root was it. I used to go to Udbodhan, sorry, Baranagar March. There was no cook, there is no cook, no servants. The monks used to mop the floor, clean the, do the dishes, cook, offer food, everything they used to do. So when I used to go, Swami Ramakrishnananda would allow me to cook because I have a brahminical body. And I became very favorite to the monastery. I used to buy groceries for them. And I used to see these monks, Jai, 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 Gurudev. Victory to the Guru. Well, in the evening, after the Vespar, Shoshi Maharaj, Ramakrishnananda ji, would pace, Jai Guru, Jai Guru, Jai Guru, Jai Guru, Jai Guru. He used to move from one to the other side, and all disciples would move. They are like intoxicated. I do not know whether you have seen, I have seen, whirling dervishes in Iran. My goodness, the way they rotate, hours. Amazing. So these people are very much intoxicated. Well, the monks used to read B.B. Gochudamani, Great Jewel of Discrimination. All they have no water to bathe in the house. All would go to the Ganges and took their bath. Then they used to study the scriptures. One day, Swami Turiyananda saw a ghost. Somebody entered inside the room. It was a haunted house. 10 rupees per month, whole house, broken, dilapidated. He was talking about his guru. My guru was the embodiment of humility. He was cleaning the drain of the monastery, Swami Vivekananda. And he was telling his disciples, if my brother disciples ask me to do this job, I shall do it till the end of my life. He was a great commander. Only a, who could be a leader? There is a saying in our language, Shir Dao He Shardar. The person who gives the head, only that person becomes a leader. And he comes first, forward, shows how to do it. Everybody obeyed him, loved him. These things I all supplied that in the Odivation, that in the missions weekly meeting, all the proceedings of the meetings, I copied and gave to her so that they can publish it. Those things are handwritten. He told another very beautiful story. One day Swamiji was asking, hey Bangal, give me a little massage. And the disciple is massaging the guru, you know, very softly. Ha! You are good for nothing. Go! Call Raja. Swami Brahmananda, because they would wrestle in the same gym when they are young. Ask him to give me a massage. And Swami Brahmananda just after lunch went to take a little rest. So he knocked at his door. Brahmananda came out. What do you want? Swamiji, I was massaging Swamiji. Swamiji did not like it. He asked you to go to his room. Swamiji went there. Swami Brahmananda went immediately. Swamiji said, hey, Rakhal, look, I asked this Bengal to give me a little massage. He's just giving me tickling sensation. Well, he did not want to press his guru's body hard. So, it's tickling. Give me a little massage. So Maharaj was giving massage. 2 hours perspiring, gave heavy massage, and then went back to his room, and disciple was watching. Then he went to again Brahmananda's room. Again knocked. What is the matter? What do you want? Maharaj, Swami, I am very confused. Why? You are the spiritual son of Sri Ramakrishna. And Swamiji took your service this way. Then Brahmananda says, don't say. He is Lord Shiva. Blessed am I that I got a chance to serve him. How these disciples have no mutual love, mutual respect. Swami Ganatpananda told this story. I knew this Swami very well. He was the president of Udbodhan. I met him in Konkal in 1959. He told another funny story. Swamiji was telling his brother, he said, let us go to Belur Math. Let us have a feast there. So his disciple started. Then other brother disciple say, oh no, today is Brihaspatibar Barbella. Sri Ramakrishna never went any place late Thursday. That is very inauspicious. So other disciples did not go. Swamiji says, that. We are the Atman. If this starts, all those things cannot stop our journey. Let us go. So Sharad Babu and Swamiji went to Belur Math, and there's a nice feast there. Well, those rascals did not come, they did not enjoy this good food because they are obeying the late afternoon of Thursday, they are observing. So they could not enjoy this best food. Anyhow, I just told you some glimpses of this man, Sharad Chandra Chakravarti, to you. And from next class, we shall start the original, the book, this conversation. It is good to know about the person that you are going to think that what kind of relationship he had with Swamiji. Very interesting. Even the direct disciples would say, when Swamiji in Belur Math, full of life, full of joy, full of enthusiasm, full of excitement. The moment Swamiji leaves Belur Math, goes to Calcutta, whole place becomes dark. Really amazing. The disciples, even the direct disciples felt it. Sitting in a boat, he's leaving the monastery, as if the whole life, everything goes on. You know, the person whose life is awakened spiritually can create tremendous atmosphere. Everybody is active. That is the reason Turiyananda, somebody asked Turiyananda, Swamiji praised him. But you people only heard about Vedanta from me. I shall send my brother disciples. He practiced this Vedanta in his life. So when Swamiji went to San Francisco, they were asking, if Swamiji talks so much about you, oh, don't compare Swamiji with me. Swamiji is an Atlantic liner. He can help thousands and thousands of people to cross this ocean. I am a small yacht, small boat. I can carry only 2-3 persons. Don't compare me with Swamiji. Even Sri Ramakrishna says, so many people came, nobody like Naren. Swamiji, Ekos Chandra, moon. Moon is only one. There cannot be two moons. That was Swamiji. When we shall hear his conversation, of course some translation I may not like it, but I shall try to mix with some Bengali and English, and I shall try to make the class interesting. Let us see. I do not know what will happen, but I shall try something. It is so powerful, I cannot tell you. And we can see what is in Swamiji's inside. He opened his heart to his disciples. That is very important. I really don't know. Perhaps I'm Madhavananda ji or somebody. It is an old ji. This translation was done in 1920s. You will have to understand. Very old translation. These books should be translated into modern language. Jai Ma.